Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Sri Radha Madhava Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhika Tadalyai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Nashta Prayeshwa Bhadresho Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Shlokir Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vranda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna You are all welcome at Sri Srinidhai Gauranga Temple ISKCON, Irkutsk for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Hearing Bhagavatam means having a meeting with Sri Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna has appeared in the Kali Yuga in the form of Bhagavatam to guide us on the right path. So Krishna is absolute truth, the supreme personality of the Godhead. Which includes all his other incarnations. And all his devotees. And all his energies. So in Srimad Bhagavatam we have a description of all the incarnations. and all the great devotees, and the functioning of all the energies of the Supreme Lord. So Srila Prabhupada never said Krishna as God. He always said Supreme Personality of the Godhead or Absolute Truth. Because Krishna includes everything. He is source of everything. Source of all incarnations. Source of all energies. And source of everything. Anything which is separate from Krishna is Maya. It means illusion. So we are now discussing fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, one incarnation of God is described. That is Prithu Maharaj. How a king should rule the kingdom. As 2 days before we discussed, fourth canto has four subject matters. The first 7 chapter is the principle of dharma, or the religious activities. And actually dharma is also Supreme Lord. And Ramayana it said Ramo Vigravan Dharmo. Ram is a personified dharma. So dharma is also Supreme Lord. Param dharma, Arjun says to Krishna, you are param dharma. And also we know the Lord Vishnu is yagya. So dharma usually is executed by yagya. So Bhagavad Gita said the yagya activity should never be given up. And for Kali Yuga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought this Sankirtan yagya. So, see, first 7 chapter, there is a dharma which is performed as a yagya by Daksha Prajapati. But you want to worship God and you don't, and you disrespect Vaishnava, God is not pleased. So great Vaishnava Lord Vishnu was disrespected by Daksha, so the yagya was destroyed. Because Lord Vishnu was disrespected by Daksha, therefore yagya was unsuccessful. The next 5 chapters which we are discussing now is Dhruva Maharaj. This is the descendant of Swayambhu Manu. Swayambhu Manu is the first human being produced by from the body of Lord Brahma. And he is one of the Mahajana. The Mahajan means the Bhagavata. Great devotees. They set the example and we have to follow. So the Swayambhu Manu has 2 sons and 3 daughters. So in this chapter now, the 5 chapters describe the descendant of younger son of Swayambhu Manu, Utanpad.
Five chapters?
These five chapters means 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
И вот эти пять глав, они описывают жизнь Утанапады.
And Dhruva Maharaj is example of artha arthi bhakta. He is a devotee, but he is not a pure devotee. He wants kingdom higher and bigger than his father.
И Dhruva Maharaj, он является примером преданного категории артха архи. То есть он не чисто преданный. У него было материальное желание, он хотел получить царство более великое, чем у его прадедушки.
But he has a determination to see God and seek from God.
Но у него была огромная решимость. Он хотел найти Бога и получить что-то от Бога.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri heard this pastime of Dhruva Maharaj almost 100 times from Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what the determination of this young boy to see God. If we get a little bit of that determination, our devotional service will be successful. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard 100 times pastime of Prahlad Maharaj. How he was fixed in devotional service, how many difficulties, even trouble given by his own father, but he never budged an inch from his fixed determination to serve Supreme Lord.
Насколько твердо утвердился Прохлад Махарадж в преданном служении, через сколько сложностей и проблем ему нужно было пройти, даже проблемы, которые создавал ему его собственный отец, но все равно он никогда не отклонялся от преданного служения.
So these five chapters which we are discussing is actually the artha, it's called dharma artha. Artha means what is actually, economically we want some benefit, still we go to the Supreme Lord, that is best. It is divya artha.
И вот эти пять глав, 7 по 12, они описывают артху, деви артху. То есть даже если мы хотим какого-то экономического процветания, чего-то материального получить, мы все равно обращаемся к Богу за этим.
So Dhruva Maharaj is an example of artha arthi bhakta. The third subject matter in this fourth canto is 11th chapter Prithu Maharaj's pastime. Prithu Maharaj is not born from mother and father, he just was the body of King Vena was churned by the rishis and Prithu Maharaj from right hand and Archi from left hand appeared.
Prithu Maharaj не родился обычным образом, у него не было матери и отца, он появился из правой части царя Вену, когда риши мудрецы портали его тело, он из правой части, а Арчи из левой части.
And Prithu Maharaj fulfilled the desire of all his citizens. He was the first king. He was the first king who established the Varnashram system. See, Brahman by teaching maintained themselves. And administrative classes by giving protection. And Vaishya by agriculture and cow production and business. And the rest of the people by service to these three other varna. Before Prithu Maharaj, people used to move from one place to other place like gypsies. He established the cities and townships. And he provided the food from demigods to the human beings, to the animals, to the even snake and serpents. So this is the 11th chapter is actually how the transcendentally one can fulfill his desires.
И вот эти 11 глав описывают, как человек может трансцендентным образом выполнить свои желания.
It's a divya kama.
Divya kama.
Today's verse which we are going to discuss, which says, Prabhupada writes, you can never stop desire.
И вот в сегодняшнем стихе, который мы будем читать, что Прабхупада там объясняет, что никогда невозможно прекратить чего-то желать.
If there's no desire, desire is a symptom of living entity.
Потому что желание – это признак живого существа.
No desire means we are a stone.
Нету желания, значит, мы просто...
No, how to purify the desire?
Но как вот очистить
наше... That is devotional service.
Это преданное служение.
Yeah, we cannot give up desire. So Prithu Maharaj's 11th chapter is Divya Kama, this is Dharma Artha Kama. The fourth subject matter is Moksha, which means liberation. The eighth chapter described the liberation. Last eight. And there are two histories, the history of deliverance of Prachina Bharita by Narad Muni.
И первая история это история того, как
Прачина Бхарита.
Прачина Бхакишат получает освобождение от Нарада Муни.
And the next is the deliverance of Прачета again by Narad Muni. These are all descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. Now just philosophically these four Purusharth, they are called four Purusharth, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Just we understand the spiritual understanding of all these four things. So why should we practice Dharma? Because next to the dharma is artha. Artha means, shall we practice dharma for acquiring wealth? If we practice dharma for acquiring wealth, then it is material. And most of the people are going to the temple, church, mosque, just to pray to the God to get some wealth. That's the misuse of dharma.
И большинство людей именно поэтому и ходят в храмы, костелы, мечети и так далее, чтобы обратиться к Богу и получить какое-то богатство. Это неправильное использование дхармы.
Well, jokingly we ask, if you go to Lord Vishnu and ask to give us Lakshmi, which is his wife, how can he give?
Мы иногда так шутим, если мы обращаемся к Господу Вишну и просим у него, пожалуйста, дай мне Лакшми, как он может отдать свою жену?
This is not a foolish thing? Going and asking Vishnu, give you Lakshmi. So this is all foolish thing. Therefore, we should say that you are our mother and father. Lakshmi, as our mother, can nourish us. So first canto of Bhagavatam says, Dharma apavargasya. Dharma is for upvarg. Upvarg means liberation. You know pavarg and upvarg? The pavarg is like pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. This is material life. Pa means doing hard work like H. A pa means we are tired and we have foam coming from mouth and perspiration, exhaustion. And bha is fear. What will I get tomorrow to eat? And ma means death. So this is material. Appavarga, a means no. No exhaustion, no fear, no death means liberation. And after liberation, actually, devotion starts. And Bhagavad Gita says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Sochati Nakankshati. When one beats to the Brahma Bhuta stage, Labhate Madhabhaktim Param, then my Parabhakti. Parabhakti can only be acquired after liberation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rupa Goswami, Koti Mukta Madhya Eka Krishna Bhakta. Out of the millions of liberated soul, one rare is a Krishna Bhakta. So dharam is for liberation and devotion, not for economical development. This is the proper use of the dharma. The next, artha. Artha means economical development. We need money to enjoy. But earth is not for kama. Kama means fulfilling desire and enjoying. The earth is for dharma. If you have wealth, then you practice yajna, you establish temple, you distribute books, print books. Dharma, earth is for dharma. So, Dhruva Maharaj is artha arthi bhakta. He went to the Vishnu, he got a kingdom, but he was engaging the whole kingdom in the service of the Lord. Not for enjoyment. So, the divine artha is for dharma, which is Supreme Lord. The next item is kama, which means enjoyment. So why we should have desires? For sense enjoyment? No. The kaam is jivan nirvaha. Jivan nirvaha means maintenance of the body and soul together. This is from first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Kaam jivan nirvaha. You should desire to maintain your body and soul together. Kaam is not for sense gratification. Then why we should live? Jivan is for what? Jivan means life. Then Bhagavatam said, Jivan Tattva Jigyasa. The life, if we are living, then we should know what is Tattva, the inquiry about the Tattva. And what is the Tattva? Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shabdyate. This Tattva is, you know, we understand what is Supreme Lord. See, actually, the earth means the wealth is outside. It is always moving. It will not stay with one place at one with one person. The kaam means desires, they are within the senses. It is within the mind. It is within the intelligence. We know this in third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this lust resides into the senses, mind and intelligence. And dharam is actually the symptom of the soul. Dharam is soul. Jivera Swarupa Nitya Krishna Das. That is dharma. So, the thing which is outside, we can never get in. the wealth which is outside, how can you we put in? Yeah. So, and then moksha is our actually ultimate swarupa. Because of the ignorance, we have forgotten our swarupa. So now this eleventh chapter, the principle is Dhruva Maharaj, by his determined devotion under the guidance of Narad Rishi, he pleased Supreme Lord, have a darshan of the Lord, and got blessing from the Lord. He got the kingdom which is inherited his father's kingdom. And also Supreme Lord gave him to fulfill his desire the Durva Lok, which is surrounded by the seven rishis high up in the upper planetary systems. There is a higher, he wanted the kingdom to rule which should be higher than his father and grandfather. In other Puranas it is written that Narad Muni visited Dhruva Maharaj in his Dhruva Loka. And the tears are flowing from the eyes of the Dhruva Maharaj. Narada Rishi asked, why you are crying? You have so exalted planet, Dhruva Lok, which is not destroyed when there is annihilation. And you are as the planet which received the mercy of Mother Ganga when it came from the spiritual world. Dhruva Lok is the first place where the Mother Ganga descended from the spiritual world. Dhruva Maharaj said, my dear Gurudev, I am fool. When I got the diamond Supreme Lord Vishnu, still I desired the broken pieces of glass in this material world. So he's lamenting that even you get kingdom, but if you miss the devotional service, then it's not the ultimate benefit. Now the second benefit, second principle we should learn from Dhruva Maharaj. And the second principle is that even after getting darshan of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj become angry. But then he needed the association of a Vaishnava, a great devotee, a Mahajan Swayambhu Manu. To help and guide him to be reinstated back into the devotional service. And here what we are reading in 11th chapter is the teaching of Swayambhu Manu, the Mahajan, to great devotee Dhruva Maharaj. So, yesterday we discussed the verse which says, Swayambhu Manu is saying that everybody in this world is suffering or enjoying his own karma. And And yesterday we discussed who is actually doer.
И вчера мы с вами обсуждали, кто на самом деле является действующим.
Is the soul doer, the super soul doer, the material body doer? Who is the doer?
Кто действующий? Душа, сверхдуша или духовный Господь?
So ultimately the result is it is the desire of the living entity which is responsible.
В конечном итоге мы узнали, что главным действующим главный действующий фактор это желание души.
And now today's verse is like, you know, there is sadhu, shastar and guru. Now today is like, what are the different opinions of the different scripture about the suffering and enjoyment of a living entity in a different species of life? So Swayambhu Manu is speaking this verse. Let us recite. Kechid karam vadam tenam. Kechid karma vadanti enam swabhavam. Apare nirpa ekai kalam pare devam punshaha kamam utapare kechit karam vadanti enam Swabhavam apare nirpa Eke kalam pare devam Punsha kamam utapare. So, two person recite. Kechit karmadante nam Swabhavam apare nirpa Eke kalam pare devam Punshaha kamam utapare Kechir karam vadante nam Swabhavam apare nirpa Eke kalam pare devam Punshaha kamam utapare devi Eke kamam vadan Swabhavam apare nirpa Eke kalam pare devam Punshaha kamam utapare. So in this verse there are the different reasons for suffering and enjoyment of the different species according to the different philosophies. The first is kechit karma. Some says it is the karma. Vadanti enam means they say. Swabhavam apare, the other say it is the nature of the living entity. Apare means others. So one says, some group says karma, other says swabhava. And the word nirpa is addressed to Maharaj Durva. Actually, nirpa means narpati. Nar means human being, pati means their master, king. So at that time, Durva Maharaj was the king of this planet. So by now we have two reasons, karma and swabhava. Now is the third reason. Eke kalam, some says it is time. People say it is not good time for me. Oh, this time has given me trouble like that. It is not my time. What can I do now? Pare devam. The other says it is the destiny. Devam means it is a fate. It is destiny. It is our own fate. And puncha means of any living entity. Uttapare means the other says. Now the fifth say one karam, second sobhav, third kalam, fourth devam, and fifth. The fifth reason, some say it is kamam. Kamam means desire. So in this verse, Swayambhu Manu says there are five type of different opinions about the suffering and enjoyment of the living entities on the material planet. Karma, Swabhava, Kala, Deva, Kamam. So these five has different names, meanings. Just you read the translation.
Одни говорят, что различные живые существа воплощаются в разных телах и по-разному наслаждаются и страдают, потому что такова их карма. Другие утверждают, что в этом повинна природа. Третьи приписывают это влиянию времени. Четвертые называют это судьбой, а пятые видят причину этого в желании.
Is it okay? The five different opinions of different shastra.
Пять мнений разных шастр.
So like in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, so somebody say like this, somebody say like this, but this is my opinion. So Krishna gives the final opinion. Yeah, so this is always reference to the Shastra and then the final opinion by Supreme Lord or Gurudev or some authority. A similar passage we get in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Parikshit Maharaj is asking from the white bull, who is representation of Dharma, who has beaten your legs? And Dharma is also this, the bull who is the Dharma. He is saying, some says karma, some says kal, some says this. You decide. The philosophical point or principle is that we cannot blame anybody for the karma. Why we are suffering, we cannot blame this because of this person I am suffering or because of this reason I am suffering. The wise people who follow the principle of Dharma, they never blame anybody. Now the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is speaking something different philosophies which are really, Srila Prabhupada did not describe these philosophies, he just gave the names.
И вот в комментариях Шрила Прабхупада даже не объясняет эти философские школы, а просто называет
их. Prabhupada said, there are different type of philosophies.
Он пишет в комментарии, в этом мире есть много разных философских школ.
In Vedic system there are six school of philosophies.
В ведической системе есть шесть философских школ.
This is in Bhagavad Gita and some other places, we know these six philosophies.
И вот из Бхагавад Гиты, из других мест мы можем знать.
Шрила Прабхупада in commentary has given.
Комментарии
They are called Shad Darshan. Shad means six. And Darshan means philosophies. So one is Vedanta by Vyasadeva. One is a yoga by Patanjali.
Другая школа это йога Патанджали.
And the Sankhya by Kapil.
Sankhya Kapil.
Then Germany has Mimamsa.
Jaimini составил Мимамсу.
There are two Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa and Purva Mimamsa, something like that.
Есть разные Мимамсы, Uttara Мимамсы, Purva Мимамсы.
So these are the different philosophies student study in the university.
What university?
The different type of philosophy. Yeah. Still, people are study and do the PhD on this. Srila Prabhupada wrote, here gave the one Mimamsik. So Mimamsik is Jaimini Adi, they have described the cause of, living entities suffering and all this. So this is the one school of philosophy. But then Srila Prabhupada is giving atheist, which is not one of the six philosophies. But we can say, yes, there's an atheist Kapil, he has given also Sankhya.
Потому что есть Kapila, атеист, который он дал свою Sankhya.
One Kapil is son of Devuti, which has also given Sankhya philosophy, that is in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Есть, мы знаем, сын Девахути, Kapila Dev, который дал атеистическую философию Sankhya в третьей песне Srimad Bhagavatam.
But the other atheist Kapil has also given a school of Sankhya.
Но другой атеист Kapila, он тоже составил свою философскую школу Sankhya.
Then astronomers, this is I don't know what philosophy is this, astronomers. Astronomers means those who go in the space, in our language.
Oh, it says astrologers in Russian.
Huh?
It says in Russian astrologers.
It says astronomers in English. A-S-T-R-O-M-O, astronomers, yeah. It's not astrologer, it's astronomer. Astrology is another science. Yes, astrology is also there, but this says astronomers. Well, in one sense, astronomy means different planetary system. In one sense, because our life is influenced by the influence of the different planets. Oh, if there is a Saturn planet, or if there is a Mars planet, like these are also planets. So the word in English, Prabhupada's original, is astronomer. Which also mean, in one sense, yes, the influence of the different planets on the life of a different individuals. Because there's no explanation by Prabhupada here. Srila Prabhupada has no explanation of these words in the purport. So some other place we have to find really what Prabhupada meant by this. So he gave only four names here. Mimamsaka, atheist, astronomers and sexualist. And what is sexualist? What is this philosophy? This is a Kama Sutras. Yeah, there are Kama Sutra also. So, what is their philosophy? We don't know. So these four words Srila Prabhupada has given, and I was just thinking how to explain this, because there is no description. Well, there are Kama Shastras. But how they are enjoying, how this is applicable, I cannot really comprehend these four. Mimamsak we know. Atheist Kapil is okay. Astronomer and sexualist, actually, I'm not able to explain now.
Атеисты мы разобрали, это философия Капила, атеиста, а вот астрономы, сексуалисты, как
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada has written with some purpose, and that's still it is not, I can not realize now. And then Srila Prabhupada, and so many other classification of mental speculators. What is that?
It just says and others.
Huh?
It just says and others.
No. It said and so many others, classification of mental speculators. So, in other words, Prabhupada's here mood is that all these different opinions are by mental speculators, are the those who follow the dry knowledge process.
Другими словами, Шрила Прабхупада перечисляет всех этих людей, относит их все эти вещи к философским измышлениям. То есть все эти люди, они просто занимаются сухой философией.
And then Шрила Прабхупада said, the real conclusion is that the real conclusion is that.
Но на самом деле только
this Russian translation is a little different.
Но на самом деле только наша деятельность приковывает нас к материальному миру, заставляя снова и снова рождаться в разных формах жизни.
So Srila Prabhupada said the real conclusion is that it is our work only that binds us within this material world in different varieties of life.
То есть настоящее заключение должно быть таковым, что только наша деятельность приковывает нас к материальному миру, заставляя снова и снова рождаться в разных формах жизни.
So work means karma.
И деятельность значит карма.
Work means action or karma, whatever we perform.
То есть это любая деятельность, которой мы занимаемся.
Now how we do work?
Как мы занимаемся деятельностью?
Actually because of our desires.
Почему мы занимаемся? Согласно нашим желаниям.
And how we have different desires?
Откуда у нас появляются разные желания?
Because this is the symptom of a living soul.
Потому что это признак души, живого существа.
Now we have only to know what to desire and what not to desire.
Нам нужно знать, чего желать, а чего не желать.
And in other words, we have to purify our desire.
Другими словами, мы должны очистить свои желания.
So we'll give example, but let us read a little more purport.
Прочитаем. Мы в этом приведем пример, и сейчас еще прочитаем комментарий.
How these varieties have sprung up is explained in Vedas.
Причина происхождения разнообразных видов и форм жизни объясняется в Ведах.
Different varieties of life. Different varieties of life means species of life.
То есть разные виды и формы жизни. Да.
It is due to living entities. Okay, Vedas. Vedas. And comma, then it is due to the desire of the living entity.
В основе этого разнообразия лежит желание живого существа.
Like Srila Prabhupada used to give example, those who don't want to wear complete cloth, they want to be naked, the next life because of this, their desire they become tree.
Например, Srila Prabhupada приводил пример, если люди, им нравится ходить голыми, обнаженными, то в следующей жизни они рождаются деревьями.
In Mauritius, when I go there on the beach, there are huge, long, big line of trees.
И вот когда я бываю на Маврикии и там гуляю по пляжу, там на берегу очень-очень много деревьев, леса.
And then I see on the beach there are the people, they are without clothes, just lying there and taking sun bath.
Иногда я там вижу полностью голых людей, которые загорают.
So when they die, they become tree there because they want to enjoy there in the sun. Yeah, this is what it means here. Is the living entity is not a dead stone. He has different varieties of desires. Now, Srila Prabhupada's desires are karma. So why desire is called karma? Because desire force up to act. The desire, first desire appear in mind. Then it comes in action and then the senses start acting. It is said, let there be many desire in mind. It is said, let there be many desire in mind. Don't use your senses. What mind will do? How can he work? Then the example is given. If you have no bow, what the arrow will do? You have no bow to shoot, then what arrow will do? So senses are like bow. Through which the mind, desire of the arrows in the mind goes out. Yeah, if your mind said, I should go to the wine shop and drink wine. Don't use your legs to go. How mind will go to the bar? It is in your hand. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you cannot control mind. But senses are in your control. So start controlling senses by regulation first. Yeah, this is the beginning is to adau indriya sanyama. In the beginning, control your senses. So this is what we are doing, is practicing this control of senses. So we have a desire to go somewhere to enjoy. I want to go to enjoy in a bar, and then I want to dance. Then the another option is, oh, let me go in a temple and also dance and have a nectarian prasad. So both are a mood of enjoyment. One desire is taking us near to God, one other desire is taking us away from God. So there are desires always there which force us to work. So now Srila Prabhupada writes, desire or karma, okay. The Vedas says, karamo akrishita, karmo akrishita, which means, Prabhupada writes, the living entities are originally parts of the, Prabhupada is not giving translation of this word, karmo akrishita. What is work there? Mm-hmm. Karmo akrishita. Akrishit means attracts. Akrishan. Akrishan means attraction, like attraction. Now I'm just giving you example to meditate, like Ajamil only saw some low class person embracing a woman. He simply saw. Now in his mind there was a fight. I shall see or no? Oh, his Brahmanical nature says, no, it's not good. And then mind says, what is the problem in seeing? Just see, nothing happens, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. What is the problem in seeing? So mind says, see, though he again saw. Then his Brahmanical culture says, no, it is very bad. Mind says, who is seeing you here in forest? Oh, why not you just fulfill your desire to see? So in this way his mind is waving. Now to his nature of Brahman, mind become powerful. His mind's desire become powerful, then his Brahmanical nature. Ajna means mind's force become powerful than his Brahmanical culture. He went to the home, he put his wood and flower at home for worship.
On wood and flower?
He went to the forest to... But then, in his mind, I want to see that lady. Now, this desire has become... he has attracted him towards that girl. Then it became a karma, he married him, married her. This has become a karma, then it's become an action. He walked to the home of that prostitute. And then he proposed for marriage. So then this desire has attracted him to the prostitute. So karma akrishita. Now Srila Prabhupada is writing the principle. The living entities are originally parts of the Lord. Like the parts of a fire. The spark of a fire. You know, fire connected with the sky. Spark is fire. But they have dropped to this material world. Why? Attracted by desire to lord it over nature. So as long as the spark is in fire, it is shining, it has a heat. As soon as it is disconnected from the fire, it becomes like ash. And then it becomes mixed with the sand. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, this is effect. That is effect. The effect means Prabhupada is giving his own realization. Every living entity is trying to lord it over the material resources to the best of their ability. How is that? Everybody is trying. This is my house, this is my land, I have to build this. Oh, this is my business. Everybody is trying to do that. And then we have sadhus, our Goswamis. They left the palaces and the golden coins. Mandala Pati Bija, they were the kings there, they were the ministers. And they came to the Vrindavan living under the trees. Nothing claiming to be ours, everything is Vrindavan, Krishna's. So there is an example, whole world is trying to encroach on something and claiming it is mine. But sadhu is saying everything belongs to God. And we are the children of God, so we should just maintain ourselves by the resources given by God. Not to exploit and being the master. So many dynasties of the kings claim to be the rulers of this earth. And Mother Earth is laughing at them. I am the consort of Lord Vishnu. How can you be my Lord? Oh, those kings are gone in the history. Who knows their names? Yeah, people think this belongs to me, but to... who are the people claiming I built this city, Irkutsk? Where are they?
люди постоянно говорят, вот это мне принадлежит, я это сделал. Например, кто вот город Иркутск построил?
They are only the name in the history.
Они просто какие-то имена в истории.
This earth belongs to nobody.
Эта земля никому не принадлежит.